Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, we've got a bit of a mystery on our hands, and one Burt Show listener needs some help, and it has everything to do with a girl's phone number in his driveway, and they are totally freaked out to pursue it themselves. Abby's got the email.
Hi, Burt Show. I found this paper with a girl's name and number on it in my driveway. I'm happily married. My parents, also happily married, had just been at my house, so it's possible that it fell out of their car and belongs to my dad. The number was written on some kind of restaurant check, but I don't know of anywhere that still uses checks like this. Anyway, I've been debating what to do, and I just thought that y'all might have some good ideas. Can you help me find out who she is or who she was giving her number to? I don't want to know, but I do. Thanks.
What's the real risk here?
Of calling the number?
Well, what's he so afraid of, or she so afraid of?
I don't know. And why do we have to assume it's the dad? Maybe it's mom. Mm.
Yeah, could be. I guess the fear is that there's some form of infidelity going on, right?
Well, and as he says, I'm happily married, and so are my parents. Oh, are they?
How happy?
We're
maybe
about to
mom
find out.
Found a sewing buddy. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. That number and that person could literally be anybody.
Okay, Kristen, that is freaky that you said that.
Why?
Because I've taken this number and I've looked up this person. I know who she is. I have a first and last name. I have what I believe to be her maiden name, her age, and one of her big interests is sewing.
Shut up.
Swear.
You're lying.
God,
she's Cleveland.
I am not kidding.
And that's nowhere on
I don't know if it's
way.
A business or just like a Pinterest thing, but she is definitely into sewing.
So her
so
name,
weird she said that.
Her name is on the check for the bill. So first and last name, and that's how you could look all
that
and up.
It's not even a bill. It's like one of those places, like if you go to a diner or mom and pop place, and they have those green check things that they write the stuff on, and then they lay it on your table at the end of the meal. That's the kind of thing it is. And it's just her name and her number.
So what did you find? I mean, are we revealing what you found out about it now?
No.
What are we doing?
No, we're discussing should I call her or not. At this point, I have not reached out. I've just done background work, and I do have information. I mean, I've got stuff on social media. She's on Instagram, Twitter.
Well, I think absolutely you call.
Yeah, for sure. What do we have to lose?
And she's like in her, can I say how old she is?
Yeah.
She's in her early 50s.
Yeah, well, she sews.
Young people sew too.
No, they don't. I've been trying to get some jeans fixed for a long time.
So are you going to do this later on? What's the game plan here?
You tell me. What do you guys want me to do?
Well, I want you to call.
I say call her.
And figure out who she is and why either he or his dad or his mom ended up with this lady's number.
Do you want to call off the air right now while we listen to your side of the conversation?
Sure.
I mean, it's kind of early.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I just she's 50 and selling.
Know.
She's up.
Oh, yeah.
She could be.
She's up selling.
Hey, is this the sewing lady?
All right, hang on. I'm dialing.
Okay. Do you have his dad's name? So can you be like, do you remember blank?
No. I'm going to just say, can I say where I'm from and who I am?
Yeah, I think you have to.
Okay.
I think legally. And,
well, right, I mean, if we're not Aaron
we're all
her
way
side.
Too soft to go to jail.
Here we go. I'm not expecting an answer.
Yeah, anytime I see a random number on my phone,
I never get that all the time
because I still have my California number.
Unidentified equals people, unimportant.
People always think I'm a telemarketer.
No, I answer if it's before a certain hour or after a certain hour, so I can chew them out and say, why are you calling me at this hour?
I can't think of the last time I picked up my phone for somebody that
my call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Leave a message.
Yeah, so let's just go ahead and try it after the show, and maybe we can have some answers for him after the show. That sounds...
Wait. Hey, is this Tessa? Tessa, hey, my name is Tommy Owen. I am the show director for The Burt Show. We're a radio morning show, and we've got kind of a dilemma. A listener reached out to us, and she found a piece of paper. It's a guest check in a driveway. Do you happen to work at, like, a restaurant or something? Ooh, she hung up.
Well, that's not shocking. You get a call right before 7 in the morning for some rando asking you who you are. That's the least shocking thing that's going to happen on The Burt Show today.
The Burt Show.